Hey y'all, welcome back to another podcast. And like I always say, if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. I'm already all turned up. But, you know, another quick podcast. Another in the car podcast. Because this anchor thing gives me so much ability to just talk to y'all, preach to y'all. The things, how I feel about certain things and how things go. But this topic we're gonna get into is more of me just talking about investing into yourself. What I mean by investing into yourself, I mean taking the right steps to make your business better, to make your business able to make more income, stream more income, or however you want to say it. What I mean by that, I'm talking about, say if within your business or whatever you have going on, you have the ability to make a $5 sale or a $5 stream or something of that nature. When you get that money, you take that money and you go pay for something that's going to help you make better money. Like, say if you like a rapper, I guess you can say, you take some of the money that you made off of, you know what I'm saying, your merch, or you selling CDs, I guess, and you take that and you go buy yourself a better mic. Or if you doing lawn care like I do, you can take that money, go take some of that money and go buy you a better shovel. Or you can buy yourself just anything that can make your whole hustle better than what it is. That's what I mean by that. By making it better, that's you investing into yourself. Not you getting the money and then you going to buy a shirt that you can't do nothing with. As far as go to the club, get a female or a guy or whatever, and maybe, you know, get a one-night stand with, I guess. That's the investment to you, then so be it. Me, myself, personally, that is not the right things you need to or want to make for your business for it to grow. That's what I mean by investing to yourself. Or even, like, investing to yourself is taking the time to go talk to the right person to get the right knowledge about something that you are already doing. Instead of goddamn wasting your time talking to these people that you're asking them what they think of your business, you going to somebody to teach you how to make your business a $1 million business, or a guy that's teaching you how to take the money from your business and invest it into something bigger than your business is at the moment. Hopefully making sense to y'all. But, I mean, hear me out. Y'all gotta understand, like, the point of most rich people, as far as how I've learned, is the point of them making the right flips, the right investments, basically everything is the right investment to make more money. That's the point of investing into yourself. When you understand that, and you understand what you need or what you got to do to make whatever you got going on better in your life, do you have most of the doubt, 9 times out of 10, mastered the point and understand how to invest into yourself. And I'm going to leave it right there for y'all, man. And like I always say, hold up, before I say that, man, it's night where I'm at, so, you know, y'all have a good night. Don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. Y'all go somewhere and have a drink or something, man. It's Sunday. Back to the regular grind tomorrow. And, you know, stay focused, man. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another podcast. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. Tonight, we're going to talk about stress for a little bit. for a couple seconds. We ain't gonna make this too long, but this ready to be the first episode, man. Because stress is a real powerful thing in the world. That's leading people to do a lot of things. Getting people to lock up, getting people to kill each other, getting people dead, people dying, kids killing kids, kids getting shot, cops killing people. Like, the list goes on. But in this topic, I'm gonna try to talk about it, and I'm gonna try to help people get over it. Help y'all understand ways to get over stress. Hope y'all overcome stress. Hope y'all learn how to overpower stress and talk things out with other people. And just to get through to one another. Y'all gotta feel me where I'm coming from on this topic right here, man. Cause this gonna be deep. This gonna be real deep. For anybody that's been listening, when y'all hear this one, I'm gonna let y'all really, you know, I'm gonna try, kinda connect with y'all, my people. But stress is the best friend of the devil. So stress can lead you to do anything you don't want to do. It's worse than a drug. It's worse than any disease you possibly can think of, because it can slowly kill you. It can slowly give you the assumption that you're going to lose people that you're not going to lose. It can have you panicking that you're going to lose people that you love because they stressed out. Lead you to robbing anywhere. You can rob a 7-Eleven for a couple of dollars. The people got to face the consequences because they were stressed out at the time. Some of the deepest freaking dope heads, people that do drugs, their habits come from smoking. Coming from stress. I'm just gonna bring y'all in with this one, though. This is the intro, man. Y'all gotta stay tuned for episode 2. We gonna start using examples and stuff and all that in episode 2, man. Just stay tuned for this one, man. I'm out. If you don't know, now you know. Like I said, I'm your boy. Stay focused. Peace.